Okay, we're beginning here on the bottom of Samachet Amud Bet. Gemara's continuing to discuss what we saw in the Mishnah, the Machloket, between Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Akiva. In a case where a woman checked on the first day of her Yemei Tahara, or Shiva Nikiim, and on the seventh day. Over there, Rabbi Eliezer says that all 7 days count, and she now has Shiva Nikiim. Rabbi Yeshua says the first day and the seventh day count, and she has two of the seven that she needs, and she has to count the remaining five. Rabbi Akiva says she only gets the seventh day as Naki, and now she'll have to count the subsequent 6 days in order to complete her Shiva Nikiim. Now the Gemara posits a question for Rabbi Eliezer. Our case in the Mishnah is a case where she checked on day one and on day seven. What happens in a case like this? Ibailhu, it's the second last line on Samachet Amud Bet. Hazava Zavash Batku Atzman Yom Rishon V'Yom Shmini Mitzao Taor. So they checked on the first day of their Shiva Nikiim and on the eighth day of their Shiva Nikiim. V'Shar Yamim Lo Batku. The remaining days, the interim days, they did not check. V'Lo Rabbi Eliezer Mahu. In that case, what do we do with the interim days? What is the din according to Rabbi Eliezer? Now, according to Rabbi Akiva, it's clear that she only gets the eighth day because he says to have the consecutive days be counted and have to be checked every day. So according to Rabbi Akiva, of course, there's only one day counted, the eighth day. According to Rabbi Yeshua, in our Mishnah, he says that number one and number seven, when you do that check, you have 2 days because one and seven are within the same framework of counting. They're within Shiva Nikiim, so they can count towards the same count. Over here, when you did on day one and day eight, there are 7 days that are in between them, and because of that, you can't be mitzaref, you can't join together the first day and the eighth day, and for him also, there will only be the eighth day. The question is, according to Rabbi Eliezer, who says when we have the first day and the seventh day, we assume once you have a Chezkat Tahara, and then you check again and find another Chezkat Tahara, that everything in between is considered to be Tahor, what's the din here? Tchilatan v'sofan b'inan, do we require a check of Chezkat Tahara both in the beginning of your count, day one, as well as sofan on day seven at the end of your count? V'hacha tchilatan ika sif sofan leka. And over here we had day one we have a check, but day seven we have no check, we only have a check on day eight. Odilma tchilatan afagav she'en sofan. Omer Rabbi Eliezer agrees that as long as you got your count started, as we spoke about yesterday, you have to have the first day. Everybody agrees on that. But when it comes to day number seven, we won't require you to do that check. As long as you got the start off with Chezkat Tahara, then the remaining days can be counted, even though you didn't have a Chezkat Tahara on the completion of those 7 days. So we have a Machloket Amoraim with regard to this. Amarav, hihi, tchilatan, afopi she'en sofan. Rav says it's the same din. Rav says it doesn't matter. As long as you have the Tchilah, as long as you have the Chezkat Tahara at the beginning of the count, whether she checks or he checks on day 1 and day 7, or day 1 and day 8, they have a completion of Shiva Nikiim. On the other hand, Rabbi Chanina Amar, Tchilatan v'sofan b'inan, that according to Rabbi Eliezer, you still require bookends. You still require day 1 and day 7. So you need a Chezkat Tahara on day 1, a Chezkat Tahara on day 7. When you do 1 and 8, you're missing the Chezkat Tahara at the end of the Shiva Nikiim, and therefore it will not count. Hachat Tchilatan ika sofan leka. In our case here, there is a beginning for the count, but no end, and therefore it will not qualify for the Shiva Nikivim. Now the Gemara is going to pose a number of questions to Rav. Meitave, v'shavin b'zav zavash batku atzman yom rishon v'yom shmini. They both agree, Tutanaim agree, with regards to a check on day 1 and day 8, u'mitza'o tahor, and in both those cases, she finds herself, or he finds herself, tahor, she'en lehem el shmini bilvad, that you only count the 8th day. Man Shavin. Who are these two Tanaim that are agreeing? Lav Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Isn't it Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua who are now both agreeing that you only get to count the eighth day? And that would be in accordance with the opinion of Rabbi Chanina, that even Rabbi Eliezer agrees in this case that you only get 1 day, which is the eighth day, because you never completed Shiva Nikiim b'tchilatan v'sofan. And we already said that that was Rabbi Yeshua's opinion, that you can't be mitzaref the 2 days if you have a 7 days in between them. So both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua will agree in this case that you only get the 8th day for the count. And that would work well for Rabbi Chanina, but be a problem for Rav. Lo, the agreement here is between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva. Both Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva agree in this case that day 8 counts, but day 1 does not count. And that's what we said before, that Rabbi Yeshua agrees in this situation to Rabbi Akiva's position that only the 8th day counts because they have the intervening days are 7, which is greater than a normal count. And because of that, it gets count number day number 8, but not day number 1. So now we have another question. Amar Rav Sheisha, Amar Rav Yirmiyah, Ba'ava, Amar Rav. Nida Shifrisha B'tara B'shlishi Shela. A Nida, who checks on the 3rd day of her sightings, she goes ahead and checks herself and finds herself to be Tehora. V'rato L'minyan Shiv'a Nikiim. She counts that day that she did the check towards her 7 days of Tahara. Mar says, Nida Sfira Lomala. Since when does a Nida need to count? We know, Bad Famina Torah, And Nida, was his sighting, is Tmei'ah for 7 days, irrespective of what happens during those 7 days. She can see Damim the entire time. She can see no Damim. She does not require any Shivinikim. Shivinikim is only applicable to a Zavah Gdola, but nothing to do with the regular Nida. Ela'ema, of course, you have to amend it to say Zavah, Shifrisha B'tara B'shlishi Shela, a Zavah on her 3rd day of sighting, and then she does a check and sees that she's no longer having a flow. So Farto, the Minyan, Zayinikim, she counts it towards her Shivinikim. So therefore, a woman who sees for 3 days in a row during her Yemei Zivah, that makes her into a Zavah Gdola. On the 3rd day, when she has a sighting, if later in the day she does a check, and she sees that she's stopped flowing, then she can count that towards her Shiva Nikim. Amalei Rav Sheisha, the Rabir Mir Bava, Rav Kekutai Amro the Shmatate. Rav is saying his position like the Kutim. Kutim who count, we saw this earlier in Benota Kutim, that we saw that they count the day that you're Mafsik from seeing that Mixas Ayom, they count towards the Shiva Nikim. But that's not the way we hold. We hold that you have to have complete Shivinikim. You can't have a Mixat Yom Kekulo for your Shivinikim. Damri Yom Sheposeket Bo Sofarto L'Minyan Shiva. The position of the Kutim is that you can count that 3rd day when she has the sighting to make her into a Zavah Gdola. That day, if you stop sighting on that day, you can count it as the 1st day of your Shivinikim. So Gemara says, no. Kikam Arabi Bar Mishlishi. Now, excluding that 3rd day, if she checks on that day, the 3rd day, and sees that she stopped, the next day can be the 1st day of a Shivinikim. Where it says, Bar Mishlishi Pshita. That's of course. Everybody agrees with that. If you have stopped sighting, and then after your 3rd day, you can start counting your Shivinikim. So Lo Tzricha Kagon to Lo Badkat Shvi'i. She checks on day 3. Day 3, after having a sighting that makes her into a Zavah Gdola, later that day she checks and finds that she's no longer having a flow. And then subsequent to that, the next check she does is on day 7. V'ashminan Hotam. Before, Rav told us with regards to the position of Rabbi Eliezer, Tchilatan Afu Pi Shein Sofan, that you can have a beginning without an end. If you do a check on day 1, and even though you don't do a check on day 7, only on day 8, that's good enough to get you to Shivinikim. At least if you check on the beginning, the 1st day, that's enough to get you to Shivinikim. And this memra Rav's teaching us, Sofan Afu Pi Shein Tchilatan, that the last day, if you check on day 7 without a check in the beginning, that's fine. Now, of course, as Rashi points out, you still need a Hafrasha B'tara. Can't be that you did nothing. Of course, she has to do a check on day 3 in order to determine that she has a Chezkat Tara. She never reached a Chezkat Tara. Just because she checks on day 7 doesn't mean automatically the previous 7 days are B'tara. So according to Rav, even though she doesn't have to check on day 1 of her Shivinikim, she has to check on day 3 of her sighting for the being a Zavah Gdola. After she already had sighted and made her into a Zavah Gdola, she has to do a check that at least shows that she has a Chezkat Tara, and that can be counted towards now just getting day Shvi'i. You don't need day 1 to be checked. And I would have thought that Rav says in the position of Rabbi Lez, that's only true when he starts the count on day 1, but he doesn't have the ending count. There we say, keep the Chezkat Tara, and since she has a Chezkat Tara on day 1, we can count towards day 7. But maybe when she only checks on day 7 and not on day 1, that won't count. That Rav says that it works in both of those situations. Either when she checks day 1 without checking day 7, or she checks day 7 without checking day 1. Again, if she checks on day 7 without checking day 1, she still needs a hefsek b'tara. She'll do that on day 3 of her sightings for being a Zavah Gdola. Rav says, Ini, is that really true? Is there such a position that you don't require a svira for your Zayinikim? Vaha, ki at Ravin, Amar, Meitiv, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chinina, Toa. The Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chinan asked a question on the memra of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi back on Chaf Tedam and Aleph. He asked from this Braita, and I didn't understand what his question was. And then the Gemara there goes through an entire Braita about a woman who has a Safek. She has a Safek of whether she gave birth to a Zachar and a Keva. She didn't give birth to anything that's Chayevet Bid Leidah. Plus, she was also has a Safek of being a Zov. Over there, we talked about the number of Tefillot that this woman has to do. In the 1st week there, we discussed that she only has to do Tefillah at night. She only has to go to the mikveh at night. So Kaimel and Shvua Kama, the Achil Kama, that 1st week that she comes before us, Beleluta Matbilinla, Biyoma Lo Matbilinla. During the nighttime, we put her in the mikveh, but during the day, we do not purge her in the mikveh. Why is that? If you hold like Rav, that we don't require her to actually do the count of Shivinikim in front of us, as long as she has a Chezkat Tara, we don't need to see that she counted. She has to actually count of Shivinikim. She doesn't have to start from day 1. Then why doesn't she go to the mikveh? Biyoma Manaminit Vilina. Maybe she should go to the mikvah in the 1st week during the day as well. And let's remember, for a nidah, a woman goes to the mikveh at nighttime. For a zavah gdola and shomeret yom keneged yom, a woman goes to the mikveh during the daytime. Also a yoledet only goes to the mikveh at night. So in the first week, we were a safek. If she gave birth to a zachar, she gave birth to a nikeva. And had she counted some days until now? So therefore, we tell her, go to the mikveh at night, because maybe you were yoledet zachar and you already had a week. Or you were yoledet nikeva and you already had 2 weeks. So go to the mikveh at night in case this is your day of tahara from those 7 or 14 days. What we didn't make her do was go to the mikveh during the day, saying possibly you were yoledet bezov. And this is the termination of both your 7 days of tumah for zachar plus your 7 days nikiim for a zov. And same thing with the nikeva, 2 weeks plus a week. Maybe you're ready at that point. Why didn't we make her do that? Because we said she hasn't counted her shivnikim. She can't have shivnikim because we know she hasn't counted it. She doesn't make a start of a count. So Dilma, you'll let it be zachar bezovhi. Maybe this woman gave birth to zachar and bezov avdalas furim. And now she's already passed 7 days for tuma, plus she's got 7 days of nikim. Alav shma mino. So it's clear from this, bein tzvurim bifaneinu, which was the conclusion we came to in the Gemara back on daf lamed amud aleph, that you do require a count in front of us. The Gemara says, Mukimna, over there we already explained, Rabbi Akiva, Damar Bein Tzvurim Lefaneinu, that we set up that bright that has to be according to Rabbi Akiva, who requires a count in front of us. And I'll show you the fact that the Rabbanan argue on Rabbi Akiva, and they do not require the count to be in front of us. So yes, that is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. And in Ochanami, that bright that says that she has to count in front of us, meaning that actually start the count from day one, otherwise it doesn't count towards a Shiva Nikim. But that's the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. I'm going to say, hold like the Rabbanon who do not require that. And I'm going to prove it to you, D'tanya, from a Braita. Now, the Braita is somewhat complex, and the proof takes some time to get to. So we'll move through the Braita slowly, and we'll point out where the issue comes up. Shem Toa, a woman who lost count or track of where she is in her cycle. Shamra Yom Echad Tamei Ra'it. I know for sure I saw Damim on one day, and I'm Tamei because of that. So Matbino La Uta Tet Vilot. We put her in the mikveh 9 times. This goes back again to what we saw in Daf Chavtet, that vila bizmana mitzvot. Going to the mikveh on time is a mitzvah, and therefore they're going to attempt as much as possible to get her to the mikveh on the proper date of when she either is completing her nida cycle or zava cycle. Zayin l'nida v'trei l'ziva. 7 of those tvilot are for nida, and 2 of them are for ziva. So now, this woman doesn't know if she saw this sighting during the daytime when she was in her yemei nida, and she doesn't know if she saw this sighting when she was in her Yemei Ziva. If it was during her Yemei Ziva, she would have a requirement of Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom. On the other hand, if she has the sighting during her Yemei Nida, she requires 7 days to be a Nida. And after the completion of those 7 days, then we will say that she goes to the mikveh at night in order to finish off and start her Yemei Ziva. But we don't know when she saw it. She shows up in front of us this day and she says, one day I saw a flow. I don't know. It could be today. It could have been yesterday. It could have been days ago. I don't know when I saw it. So because of that, we're going to tell her to go to the mikveh 9 times. On the day she shows up in front of us, we're going to tell her to go to the mikveh right away because maybe she was in her Yemei Ziva and she already had the sighting yesterday. If she had the sighting yesterday, then today is Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom. She goes to the mikveh today for that. We'll also go to make her go to the mikveh tomorrow because maybe on the day that she shows up in front of us, she saw on that day. And therefore, the Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom is tomorrow. And we'll make her go to the mikveh tomorrow for that Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom. That completes anything to do with Yemei Ziva, because she only had 1 day of sighting. 1 day of sighting makes her into Zavak Tana that requires Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom, but does not require Shivnikim. With regards to Nida, now we have a Safek. When does she terminate her period of 7 days for the Nida? If today she saw the day that she came in front of us, then that's the first day of her being a Nida, and now she'll have to wait subsequent to that 7 days. On the other hand, if today is the last of her 7 days of Nida, then she'll need to go to the mikveh tonight. And that's what we'll make her do. We'll make her go to the mikveh for the subsequent 7 nights. We'll make her go to the mikveh that night because it's the possible end of Yemei Nida. We'll also make her go to the mikveh each subsequent night because we don't know when she sighted it and we don't know where she is in the 7 days of Yemei Nida. Until 7 days later, we'll make her go to the mikveh because that's the longest stretch of time that she could be a Nida for 7 days from the day that she came in front of us. Because the day she came in front of us, she had a sighting. That means that the subsequent days are all Nida. And then on the 8th day, which is the night after the 7th at night, she'll go to the mikveh. So that gets 7 days at night plus 2 times during the day to get the total of 9. Rashi points out that if she came in front of us at night, then she'd actually go 10 times to the mikveh. Because if she has a sighting at nighttime, she comes before us and says, I had a sighting at nighttime, and she's in front of us at night. We're going to make her go to the mikveh that night and for the subsequent 7 days. So that's 8 times she's going to the mikveh that night because maybe she's already finished with her 7 days of Yemei Nida and she needs to go to the mikveh. On the other hand, we'll make her go following week on the same night because maybe this was the first day of her Yemei Nidah, and now she needs to count 7 until she completes her Yemei Nidah, and because of that, she'll have to go to the mikveh on that last night. And all the interim days, she'll go to the mikveh at night in case that is the termination of her 7 days of Nidah. She will also have to go to the mikveh twice during the day. The subsequent day, she'll go to the mikveh in case this is her Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom, and then a day after that, she'll go again in case she saw tonight, and therefore tomorrow she can't be Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom because she already saw today. She'll have to go the following day and be Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom. So because of that, she'll actually have to go to the mikveh 10 times. So that's at night. During the day, it'll be 9 times. At night, it'll go 10 times. Rashi says that the Gemara only mentioned the case of daytime and 9 tvilot because that's psikale milta. That's for sure. You have no less than 9 times to go to the mikveh. If she comes in front of us at night, we'll make her go 10 times. But if she comes in front of us in the day, we'll make 9. So between the two of them, the least amount she has to go is 9, and that's why the Gemara mentioned it this way. The next case in the Gemara is when she comes in front of us, ben hashmashot. She comes in front of us, ben hashmashot. The Gemara says that she requires 11 times that she goes to the mikveh. Ben hashmashot, tamei ra'iti, I saw, I had a sighting, ben hashmashot, matpilin ota, yud alef tvilot. She has to go to the mikveh 11 times. Yud alef, maya vitayu. Why do you need 11? We just said if you come in the daytime, you go 9 times. You come at night, you go 10 times. So ben hashmashot can't be any more than that. Ben hashmashot only a safek yom in laila. So at worst, she could be 10, and better than that, she'll be 9. How could you get to 11? So I'm going to give me a going to bat lefineno ben hashmashot. She comes in front of us, ben hashmashot. And therefore, you have to go 8 times for nidah, and tlat leziva, and 3 for ziva. So that'll be because she will come in front of us in ben hashmashot. She had a sighting ben hashmashot, and now she's standing in front of us ben hashmashot. She might have seen even this ben hashmashot. We don't know when it is. So because of that, in terms of if this is your Yemei Ziva, she has to be Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom. So we'll say to her right away, go to the mikveh. This moment, go to the mikveh ben hashmashot, because maybe she already had her sighting prior to this, and this is the Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom. And if that's the case, she should go to the mikveh right away. In the subsequent day, and then 2 days after that, we're going to go to the mikveh again, because maybe this is your Yemei Ziva, and her sighting was during the daytime of the day before, and that makes her Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom the next day. Or maybe the ben hashmashot is nighttime, and if it's nighttime, then that next day she can't go to the mikveh Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom, she'll have to go the following day. So she'll end up going to the mikveh 3 times for your ziva, once ben hashmashot, because maybe her sighting was previous to this, and this is her Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom, and the subsequent 2 days during the day, because either she saw today, the ben hashmashot is daytime, or ben hashmashot is laila, is nighttime, and either one of those two scenarios the next 2 days will be her Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom. In addition to that, she'll have to go down 8 times to the mikveh for being a nida. The ben hashmashot she comes in front of us, that night she'll go to the mikveh for nida, because maybe she already saw during the daytime, and it's the end of her 7 days. If that's the case, she goes to the mikveh tonight, she's done with her nida. Then she'll go every subsequent day, because maybe this is the 7th day of her sighting. She'll also go the following week on the same night to the mikveh, because maybe she sighted the ben hashmashot she came in front of us, she sighted. That ben hashmashot is considered laila. If that's laila, that's the night. That will be her first day of her Yemei Nidah, possibly. First of her 7 days. She can't go to the mikveh until the 8th day afterwards. So because of that, she'll end up going to the mikveh 11 times. So these are the simple cases in the Braita. Now the Braita moves on to a third case, which is cryptic, and which leads us into the proof that we're trying to bring here, which is lo ra'iti kolikar. If she comes before us and says, I didn't see any damim, matvilin ota tedvat tvilot, said her go to the mikveh 15 times. Amarova, hi dina, delo dina, daine bigalche. This type of perverted justice and judgment is what they do in the city of Galchi. Dile Torah, this is the rules that they have there. If you have and you own an animal, lire chad yoma, you take care of all the animals of the city for 1 day. You have to feed them, you have to shepherd them for 1 day. The Lele Torah, if you don't own an animal, then Lirei Terei Yome, you have to take care of the animals for 2 days. You have to either feed them or graze them for 2 days. So, Itrami Luhu Yatma Bar Armelato. There was an orphan, the son of a widow, Yaivile Torah. They gave him the animals. He said, you don't own any animals, you're going to have to watch them for 2 days. So, Azel Nechsinhu, he went and shechted all of them. So, Armeluhu. So now he says, this is the rule. Dietle Torah Lishko Chad Mashko. Anybody who owns an ox takes one of the skins. The Lele Torah, whoever doesn't own an ox, Lishko Trey Mashke, should get 2 skins. Samile, my Haida Kamart, what are you saying here? That makes no sense. How could the person who owns less get more? Samile, Sofdina Ketchinatina. Well, I'm going to work the same way that you work. The beginning of your principles, we're going to work in the end. Tchiladina Lavman Delele Odif. Just like in the beginning, if you didn't own a shore, you had to watch them twice or feed them twice as much. So sovdina nami, so too in the end. Mandalitle, odif. The one who doesn't have a shore gets the benefit of that too, and he'll get two skins. So hachanami, that's the same in this breita. Ma hechadama reiti. If she says, I did have a sighting, sagila bitesha tvilot, ibiyud alef tvilot, with 9 or 11 tvilot. Heche de kamra ihi lo reiti. In a case where she says, I didn't see it at all, by chamesha suet tvilot, she's going to need 15 tvilot, makes no sense. If she's having a sighting, she has to see a maximum of 9 or 11, then how could it be when she has no sighting at all, she sees 15? Helema hochi, this is what you need to say. So this is the emendation of the breita. This emendation of the breita will bring the proof that the Rabbanan believe that we don't need Sfurim Lefanenu. The case is, Reiti, Veini Yodea, Kama Reiti. I saw, but I don't know how many days I saw. Ibime Nida Reiti, Ibime Ziva Reiti. And I don't know if these are during my days of Nida or my days of Ziva. So Madvilin Ota, Tedvav Tfilot. She goes to the mikvah 15 times. Because Ate, the command, Biyomuma, if she comes in front of us during the day, Ibilin Shavda Nida, she goes to the mikvah 7 times for Nida. And 8 times for her being a Zava. Now, in this case, she doesn't know how many times she saw. So here there is a possibility that she could be a Zava Gdola and require Shivinikim. As opposed to the previous two cases where she only had one day of sighting, at maximum there she could be a Zava Ktana and Nizah Shomer Tiyom Keneged Yom. Over here, because it's possible that she had a sighting for 3 days, so because of that, there is a possibility that she will require Shivinikim and she'll need to go to the mikveh every day in case that's the end of her Shivinikim. So if she comes in front of us during the day, that day itself she'll go to the mikveh, because maybe that's the termination, the end of her shivnikim. And for the subsequent 7 days after that day, she will also go to the mikveh, because maybe this is the beginning of her shivnikim, or somewhere in the middle. So each day she'll go to the mikveh until day 8. So for 8 times she'll go to the mikveh because of ziva, because maybe those are the end of her shivnikim. As well, the night after she comes in front of us, she'll go to the mikveh, because maybe that's the end of her 7 days of nidah. And each subsequent night, for the next 7 nights, she'll go to the mikveh because she may be the end of her nidah. She might have seen right when she came in front of us. So that was either the last day or the first day of her nidah or anything in between. So because of that, she'll go to the mikveh every night. That gives you a total of 15 times she goes to the mikveh. Now the Gemara says, not to the Kaman, Beleluta, if she comes in front of us at nighttime, Yavinan Tamne Lenida, she does 8 for nidah, Bishav the Ziva, and 7 for Ziva. Now, the 8 for Nidah makes sense. The 7 for Ziva does not make any sense, and we'll see the Gemara will jump on that right away. At night, if she comes in front of us, like we said in the previous case, we don't know. She might have seen the night she came in front of us, or this might be the end of her Yemei Nidah. So we make her go to the mikveh the night she shows up in front of us. But then we also make her go to the mikveh for the subsequent night, 7 nights after this night, which is a total of 8 nights for her Nidah, because maybe she did see the night she showed up in front of us. She saw that night. That was the first of her days of Nidah. And she'll have to count 7 days and then only go to the mikveh on the 8th night afterwards. So therefore, she'll go to the mikveh 8 times for nida. Now, in terms of Shiva Nikiim, she'll go to the mikveh the subsequent morning and then the next 7 days. That's what the Breita says. Now, truthfully, she needs to go to the mikveh for the next 8 days because it's possible she saw tonight. If she saw tonight, then her Shiva Nikiim don't start to the subsequent day. And the subsequent day, she'll count 7. She'll have to go on the 8th day to the mikveh as well. And so truthfully, she needs 8 times in Nida and 8 times for Ziva, and that's the Gemara's question right away. Where it says, Bishav l'ziva, Ziva tamni boy. For Zava, you need at least 8. Ele'idi ve'idi shav l'nida. Both when she comes during the day and during the night, she needs 7 for Nida, v'tamni l'ziva, and 8 for Ziva. Now, b'luta, at night time, tamni l'nida. At night time, she also will need an extra time for the Nida to get her to 8. So in both day and night, you have to go to the mikveh 8 times for your Zava Gdola for the Shiva Nikiim. And you have to go to the mikveh, depending if she came during the daytime, she'll go for Nida 7 times. If she came at night, she'll go to Nida 8 times. Because of that difference, the Gemara says, Ziva de psikale de lo shana. Ziva, which always is the same, is 8. Then ki'ata l'kaman b'yomama lo shna, ki'ata l'kaman b'lelya. Whether she comes in front of us during the night or the daytime, choshiv lo. Then we counted those 8. Nida de lo psikale, Nida, which is different. If she comes during the day, it's 7 times. If she comes at night, it's 8 times. At nighttime, she'll require 8 times, whereas during the daytime, she'll only require 7. Lo kachashiv la, they took the minimum of those 2, which is the 7. Therefore, we counted 15. So, if you say that we really require her to make the full count, to have a stop for the Shivanikiyim, have a clear accounting of when she started the Shivanikiyim, plus, she has to do it in front of us so we know what's going on. Kohani tvilot lamali. Then why does she have to go to the mikveh all these days for a safek of whether these are the end of her shivinikim? Tisbar zayin v'hadar titvo. She should have to count the shivinikim in front of us and then go to the mikveh. Why is she going to the mikveh in the interim for a possibility that these are the end of her shiva nikiyim? So Gemara says, "Elav shema mino rabbanon hi," that the authors of this brayta must be the rabbanon. Da amri lo bein and svarim lefanenu, that we don't require svarim lefanenu, and therefore she goes to the mikveh every day because of the possibility that these are her shiva nikiyim. So then, amar le Rav Acha brayda Rav Yosi the Ravashi lab tirutzei kertartzinin la. So wait a minute, you're amending the brayta, and the way you amend the brayta creates the proof for you. That's what proves the fact that the Rabbanan hold this way. Well, I'll amend the Braita to read differently, and it won't be a proof to you. And it all depends on how. The Braita is obviously problematic, so you have to amend it somehow. Well, once you've amended the Braita, amend it another way where it doesn't become a proof. Taretz ve'ema ochi. Say like this. Safarti ve'ni yodat kama safarti. I began my count, and I don't know what I counted. Ibe me nidah safarti, me zivak safarti. And I have no idea whether I was counting my yemei nidah, or I was counting my yemei zivak. So she counted at least a day, but she has no idea what she was counting a day towards. Was this her Yemei Nidah, her Yemei Zivah, so on and so forth. So we put her in the mikveh 15 times. Mar says, wait a minute. Safarti v'en yodat kama safarti chad yoma miha yevshar delo safra. The minimum she counted is one day. Well, if she counted already one day, then she'd only have to go to the mikveh 14 times. She doesn't have to go to the mikveh 15 times, because we know at a minimum she's past day one, and she has one day of sfirah. So she already has one day of Sfirah, then she only has to go to the mikveh on the subsequent 7 days for Zivah and subsequent 7 days for Nidah. But she won't have to go that extra day on the 8th day because we know she counted at a minimum of 1 day. So how could you say that that's the explanation of the Braita? The Braita says 15 and you're saying 14. Chasra la tefillah, you're missing one tefillah. Ela ema eni yodatim safartim lo safarti. Set up the Braita in a case where she says, I don't know if I counted or I didn't count. So in that case, now I created a safek where she has to go to the mikveh 15 times. Oh, you're going to say to us, wait a minute, well, if she goes to the mikveh every day, that shows she doesn't have to count in front of us. No, this case is a case where she says, I might have counted. I might have started counting. I might have not started counting. I'm not sure. So already that's a fake says to us that the possibility that she did start counting, if she did start counting, that's why she's going to the mikveh, because she did start counting. Had she not started counting, in Ochanami, you wouldn't have been counted. But here she says she might have started counting. So if you do that, if you explain the brayta, the case in the brayta that way, you no longer have a proof that the Rabbanim believe. You don't need Sfirat Lefanenu, that you can just start in the middle and just say, oh, I got to day 7 after I have Sektara, and not worry about it at all. Because you amended the Braita to read the way you wanted, it worked out as a proof. I'll amend the Braita to read this way, I'll come up to 15th Vilot, and it won't be a proof to you. So you have no proof that the Rabbanan really hold that you don't need Sfirat Lefanenu. Okay, the next Mishnah begins. Azav, Vezavav, Anidav, Yoledet, Vamitzora, Shemetu. All of these individuals who are Tmeim, that die while they're Tmeim, Mitamim, Bemasa. They are mitamei b'masa when they are carried, ad shimoka basar, until their flesh decays or decomposes. Ovid kochavim shemet, and Ovid kochavim that passes away, to or mitamei. It has no din in tumah, and here we're talking about the tumat masa that we spoke about in the first part of the Mishnah, that tumat masa does not apply to him. All this we explained in the first line in the Gemara. Beit Shammai omrim kol nashim meitot nidot. Beit Shammai says all women are classified as nidot when they die. She's only classified as a nidah or has tumat nidah if she died when she was a nidah. Now Gemara says, "My b'masa." What does it mean that when any of these individuals who are tameim die, that they are mitamei b'masa? Ilei b'masa mamash. If we're talking about literally masa, atu komet milo mitamei b'masa. Tumat amet, a cadaver who is a mate, when they die, they're also mitamei b'masa. So what's unique about these individuals? Every person who passes away has this din of tumat masa. So what's unique about Zav, Zavah, Nidan, Yoledet, and Mitzora? Why is there any difference? Ela, Maim, B'masa, Evin, Misma. It's a unique type of Tuma that applies to these individuals, which is Tumat, Evin, Misma. Bump into this earlier in the Masechta, which is Evin, Misma is a heavy, heavy stone that is sitting on top of something. Now, the individual who comes on top of that stone, when they sit on top of that stone or lay on top of that stone, anything underneath it will not feel it. Their additional weight has no impact over here. That's number one. Number two is it's not carried. Not normally carried, because this thing is so heavy. But it happens to be that there are kelim, or items under this stone. This very heavy stone is on top of kelim, and then one of these individuals is on top of the stone. There is a specific tumah by Zav, Zavah, Nidah, Yoledet, and Mitzorah, that the tumah permeates and penetrates as if it's being carried by those kelim underneath, and they become tmeim, even though they're literally, they couldn't lift it up. And number two is, even if you lift it up, the weight of the individual on top would make no difference in terms of the Masa, the carrying over here. Nevertheless, there's a special type of tuma that applies to these individuals. By a mate, you're only tame if you carry them, if it's in a way where you can feel them, or they make a difference in the weight, and you can actually carry them. So that would be the additional type of tuma that we're talking about over here. Evan Misma. So that applies to these, Azav, Zavah, Nida, Yoledet, and Mitzorah, that died in addition to the normal Tumat Amet that comes with Masa. And what is this Evan Misma? Tichtiv, Behetayit, Evan Chada, Visumat Alpum Guba. He's talking about when Daniel's thrown into the lion's den, that they had such a heavy stone that they rolled on top of the lion's den to cover over Daniel. So that's the type of stone that we're talking about. And Evan Misma is this type of large stone that's unable to be moved. And again, you feel nothing below it when you add some additional weight above it. My time, huh? So what is the reason over here? Why do we have this, that they are mitame in this way? So Amarav, Gzera, Shema, It Alfa. The problem is that maybe they will faint or they pass out, because in that case, they'll look like a mate. And if we say by a case of a mate that they are Tehorim, they no longer have this Tuma, people will come to extrapolate that and think maybe even when they passed out and they look like they're a mate or they seem like they're a mate, in that case, they're going to be mitahara what's underneath, when that's not really true. What's underneath is really tame. Or maybe they'll mistakenly think that they passed away. So we have to wait until a period of time we know for certain that they passed away. And that's what the Yomoka Basar is in our Mishnah. That's a point in time where you know for certain that this is a mate and won't get confused with anybody that's possibly alive or just very sick. And therefore, that gzera caused them to say that in these situations that there is still tuma even after death. Tanami Shum Rabbi Le'ezer Amru, Achi V'Kakreso, that this remains the case until their stomach ruptures, meaning that how do we know that they're no longer alive and we're sure that they're dead and will not be mixed up with someone that's Nitalef? That's the case. The Mishnah said, the Tan and the Mishnah said, in the case where Yimoka Basar, once the flesh has decomposed or decayed, over here Rabbi Le'ezer gives the Siman as Yibakakreso. If the stomach ruptures, then you know for sure that we're talking about a dead person. They will not be confused with someone who is Nitalef. Obed Kochavim Shemet, a non-Jew passes away. Tanya Amar Rabbi Mipnei Mamru Ovid Kochavim Shemet Tahor Milatmei B'Masa. Why doesn't he have Tumat Masa? Fishein Tumatau Mechayim Midivrei Torah. Because the fact that an Ovid Kochavim is viewed like a Zav or a Zavah while they are alive is because that's a Gzerat Chachamim. They're not truly Zavim and Zavot because they don't have a din in Zav and Zavah. The Chachamim said about them that they have Tumat Zav and Zavah. They were Gozer. So they were only Gozer while they were alive. But once they pass away, then they will not have that Tumah. So therefore, since while they're alive, the din is not Midivrei Torah, Midivrei Sofrim, Midirabanan, they do not extend that Gzeira to after death. Because by a Jew, that din is only a Gzeira for after death anyway. So then you end up having a Gzeira, the Gzeira. While they're alive, it's a Gzeira. And then you're going to add the conditional Gzeira after they're dead? Doesn't make sense. And therefore, by an Obi Kochavim, this Evan Misma only applies while they're alive, will not apply after they have passed away. We're going to stop over here because the next part of the Gemara continues through the entire next daf, and therefore we'll start with that tomorrow.